All right, talking now with Tewksbury High School football coach Brian Aylward. And, Coach, it's been a while, but another successful season for you guys. How are things going up there?
Pretty good. We're excited for today's game.
Absolutely. Now, let's take a look at your season. You guys scoring some points, good record against and points against. But tell me about a highlight or two of your season so far, Coach.
I think, we knew we had a little bit of experience in, a couple of different areas. But year in, year out, we're always concerned about, replacing guys up front on the offensive and defensive line. And we got off to a pretty good start. And then, we took a tough loss to North Andover in week three. And, it was kind of gut check time for a lot of our guys. And we were going to need to come together to be able to put it together the rest of the year. The guys have responded well since then.
Brian, your first three games were close to some extent. And then you had the losses you mentioned, in the second game. But what did that do for your kids? Did it bring them to a maturity, or because you could obviously use that as a learning experience? But then you've ripped off a nice winning streak after that. So the tough beginning, did that help or hinder?
It helped definitely. I mean, usually early in the year, a lot of it is pretty much trying to find out what you can't do, as opposed to what you can do. We were able to find out what our limitations are and we've been pretty focused on the things that we can do since then. Mm-hmm. And that's what we got to, just keep doing.
All right. So, Concord Carlisle game last week. You expecting a tougher game in that one? Cause you guys look like you prevailed pretty easily.
Well, it was 0-0 after one quarter, so it was about as tough as I thought it was going to be in the early going. I have a tremendous amount of respect for Coach Robichaux over there. He's a veteran, and, they're well-coached and run that wing tee. And even when he's down a little bit and a little bit young in personnel, that they were going to play some good football, and they did. And it took us a while. Then we were able to kind of maybe wear them down a little bit, and we popped a couple big plays. It was actually a little bit closer than what that score mm-hmm. indicates.
Well, Marty Smith and Tim Kearns are going to be there this afternoon broadcasting. And for our Northeastern Conference listeners, Brian, who are some of the kids that if you guys are going to beat Danvers, that we should be hearing from?
Well, Jake Conley is our quarterback. He's a junior. He played last year. Had a great year. For us, he takes care of the ball and kind of runs our offense. Brandon Wynn was our leading rusher a year ago, and we need to get him going in order to have some success with the running game. Mason Larick has been our top receiver when we do go to throw the ball, and Blake Hiltz is our tight end. Mm-hmm. He's another kid that'll make some plays for us. And we try to really spread the ball around offensively. That's how we've been most effective. We've been most effective in the games that we've been able to do that.
What's a couple more questions, Coach? What's the best improvement you've seen for your kids? I mean, I know you have objectives at the beginning with the kids you've got coming in, but from August to now, what's the things you've seen you're most happy with your team?
I think that not to be cliche or that kind of thing, but like just a sense of urgency. I think that was one of the things that we've been talking about since the early part of the year. That it's a high school football, it's a game of momentum, and you want to have it. You got to fight like a dog to get it, and then you got to fight even harder to keep it. So we always talk about that and find that extra gear. Everybody gets focused on what needs to happen on this down. And this down is the most important down of the game, and just reset that every play. And that's the way we got to play, particularly on defense. I think we've really improved on the defensive side of the ball in the last few weeks, and guys are comfortable with each other and communicating better. And we need them today for sure. Mm-hmm. It's a tough team.
And would you say your team's got a lot of self-discipline in that regard? Because I think that's, to me, watching high school kids, that's the hardest thing, is to have that discipline.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we put a lot on the coaches to make sure that, you know, that our guys are in tune with what we're trying to do, the different sets and different adjustments that we, you know, we think will help us. You know, the kids are very coachable kids, you know. I mean, we've been fortunate to have, you know, we don't always have the biggest guys or the fastest guys.
All right. Well, finally, Coach, you know, you've seen the films of Danvers, and they've had a rough road. They've had some close games. What do you see from them?
They're a tough football team, and you know, they give a lot of credit to the coaching staff over there. And obviously, they're a contender every year in that conference. And I know that they were concerned early on with some inexperience, but you know, they're very similar to our team. I think that they've come together throughout. They're playing their best football at the right time. They swarm on defense. They're tough. You know, they can do a lot of different things on offense.
You expect a big turnout today from the home crowd?
Yeah, you know, a 2:30 Saturday game. You know, we should have a good crowd down there. People are excited, so good support here in town, and that should show today.
Absolutely. Looks like a great day for it. Brian, thank you so much for getting back to me and talking with us. I appreciate it. Tewksbury, always, you know, a tough opponent. It's always fun for the kids to go up there, and it's always a home game up there, which, you know, shows how well you guys have done. But best of luck to you, and again, Coach, thank you so much for calling back.
All right, great, Rick. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Have a great time. Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye. That is Tewksbury football coach Brian Aylward with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.